Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
I've got some bad news, Brandon.
Oh.
The great Jerry Springer has went on to be with his maker.
Yeah. This was a tough one for me personally. Not that I was a massive, massive fan of Jerry Springer, but I did appreciate that he was an important character in terms of sort of the world, the mass market appeal of the world.
Yes, Jerry Springer, the former Cincinnati mayor and longtime TV host, whose tabloid talk show was known for outrageous arguments, thrown chairs, and physical confrontations between sparring couples, passed away at the grand old age of 79. The show ended in 2018 after more than 4,000 episodes. Some of my favorite episodes, Brandon, were Trick or Cheaters, Confront This Dominatrix, and Lesbians Come Clean, said Jerry, quote, I think the show is silly, crazy, has no redeeming social value other than an hour of escapism. There is never anything on our show that hasn't been on the front page of newspapers in America. The only difference is that people on my show aren't famous. It's a show about craziness. I know that going in every day. As I mentioned, Jerry served as the mayor of Cincinnati in 1977. He ran for Ohio governor and lost. After he was a politician, he became a news anchor. They gave him a talk show, and then it became syndicated, and he blew up. I know this isn't that big a deal for you because you were more of a Sally Jesse Raphael fan, Brandon, but for some of us, the passing of Jerry is a big deal.
Well, number one, do you want me to give my MAGA meter or not on this? I don't feel like there really is one.
It's an obit.
Okay. All right. So we're not going to give a MAGA on this one. Yeah. I vividly remember, I mean, this is sort of like one of those nostalgic things more than anything else about this. Like Jerry Springer, back when Jerry Springer came along, it was sort of the big talk shows were Sally Jesse Raphael, Phil Donahue was on, the Daily Talk. I know, but those weren't the crazy throw the chairs to people. They were just like an audience full of people.
Maury Povich had the crazy thing too.
I think Maury Povich came after Jerry Springer. I think Jerry Springer was the first. Okay. I think Jerry Springer kind of set the tone for what this was like. But what's really interesting about Jerry Springer, as opposed to the rest of these, is that Jerry Springer was an incredibly successful and well-respected guy before he ever went into this. He was, I think he was a counselor to presidents. I mean, I can't remember. Maybe it was Jimmy Carter. I mean, he was a really well-known dude. He was. He was like I'm positive that he was involved in politics at that level, where he was like a well-respected guy. And then he kind of stumbled into this. It wasn't like he went out seeking this. He just needed a job. He lost, he got out of politics. And, it was like, okay, Jerry Springer's a pretty well-spoken, intelligent guy. And so he started this show. And I think that one of the things that you always notice when you watch this is that you could tell that Jerry Springer didn't really care or want to do it. But he was like, all right, I'll do it. I'm getting paid for it. I felt that way.
I completely agree. But at some point, your name is on the show. And this is what you're doing for a living, is that you're hosting a show called Lesbians Come Clean, Confront This Dominatrix. Like, at some point, do you think his soul is like, man, I'm really doing this for a living? He understood it was entertainment, but like, as a human being, to relate to this, don't you go like, man, really, I'm getting paid to do this?
Well, what if tomorrow someone came and said, hey, we want you two to do this sort of like, I don't know, shock talk radio show, where you two are going to do this thing, we're going to pay you a lot of money to do it. Would you just say no?
Well, I often think that at some point, maybe we would get advertisers to come on our show. Uh-huh. And we would have to say, you know what, we're just not going to do that because it's made by Tibetan monks who are being enslaved in some jail. And now it's really hard for us because we don't get a lot of money to do this. And we're kind of, you know what I mean? So I'm wondering if we're going to have to make an ethical decision eventually of like, yeah, we're just not going to do that. Money doesn't matter.
I wonder. That's a great point. I guess I've never really thought about that because you and I sort of are pretty lockstep in what we believe about the world and how things work. Neither one of us feels like we should give up our morals or our own personal belief system just to make money.
Well, so here's the one that I would think that's really the common between me and, because we think they're an enemy and this was the come clean. Subway is the worst.
Right.
What if Subway came to us and said, like, hey, you guys salaries, we got it, done it. Would you take it?
No. I don't think I would either. And I'll tell you why I wouldn't. And people can get on there and say, oh, that's not true. You would. I'm like, no, I was a teacher for 25 years. Money was never a driving force in my life. If you wanted to do something else, you would do something else. Clearly, we're not neither one of it's not that we don't like money and we wouldn't like to have more money and all those things are important. But I think that our values, when we can look at something and see, hey, this is wrong. Now, if I could tell you flat out, if somebody told me that if Bud Light came to us and said, we want you to advertise, I'd be like, sure. Yeah, I'm okay with Bud Light. I mean, if I can, you know, and people say, well, all corporations are evil. If I can't draw a direct line like you can with Subway and how they treat their franchisees and all the things that happen, I'm not going to do it. So there was a recently, I love the show This Week Tonight with John Oliver. I think he's a genius. And he was talking about the crypto, which I know you were big on crypto for a while there. Are you still on the crypto train?
I have a portfolio.
Obviously, you know that crypto is a little bit up and down and
a little volatile
with the whole FTX thing. Right, they did a thing on crypto, and Steph Curry did an ad on
and it went
belly up, right?
Yep.
And I looked at, and guess what other ad Steph Curry's been big on?
Subway.
Yeah, and now Steph Curry is a quote unquote a Christian man who kind of wears his faith on his sleeve. Where do we go with that? What do we do when we have somebody like that?
To tie this back, I think it's perfect because I thought about this. To tie it back to Jerry Springer, we're all complicated. It is complicated. He hosted a stupid show, but it was a good man and intelligent. And same with Steph Curry. I thought about that all the time. How could this guy not research how horrible Subway treats his franchises? It's like a click away on Google. It's complicated.
Yeah, and you wonder... Because I also feel, what's his name? The round mound of rebound Charles Barkley also does Subway.
Yes, he does.
And I think that he's a really good dude with a good, he really has strong beliefs about the world. And maybe he might say, hey, listen, it's a business and everybody goes into it eyes wide open and the franchise owners. I don't know what kind of thing they came up with. I mean, I'm sure there are some things that no matter who you repped ultimately, right? If you repped shoes or something else, someone could find something wrong with them and get mad at you for it. So it's like at some point you say, well, I'm not here to necessarily change the world, but I am here to hold some line. So if I know flat out that Subway is wrong, I wouldn't do it. Would you do, and a serious question, if a Jerry Springer type show came about and they wanted you to be the on-air personality by yourself, we're going to do that kind of a show. You're going to get paid, I don't know, $1 million a year or more, whatever, to do it. And all you have to do is get on there and sort of be the straight man, clown around a little bit and let these people be idiots. Would you do it?
Well, so that's interesting because that was kind of my same thought too, as far as Jerry knew that it was entertainment. So they watched his show or they watched, you know, Archie Bunker, or they watched whatever. My wife is a highly educated, couple of master's degree, teacher, blah, blah, blah. She loves The Bachelorette, like loves that show. And it is just trash and horrible, right? It's just stupid.
Right.
But they're going to watch that or going to watch Survivor. Or they're going to watch something else. So can you as a person, can me, Larry Olsen, here's $1 million.
Don't knock Survivor. That's the greatest show in history.
But my point is, can I just say, oh, I'm just hosting a show. It is just a job. And it's going to be about dominatrix, blah, blah, blah. Is it okay to just rectify that and say, they got to watch something? Because that's kind of what Jerry did. And would you, as my friend, would you let me get away with, well, people got to watch something, so I'm going to take the money.
I don't think I would. I personally don't think I would let you get away with that. I think I would probably have that conversation saying, does this show make the world a better place or a worse place? I mean, I think that's the question.
But everything we do has to make the world a better place?
Absolutely not. What I'm saying is there is gradation in that. There is some level of conversation around what is, I mean, if it's just straight entertainment, if the Bachelorette, if you found out that these bachelorettes were being abused, you know, and being sexually, right. What I'm saying at that point, you might have that conversation, but at this point, it's just simple entertainment. And everybody that's watching it knows full well, including the people that are on it, know what
you
expect.
Would you let me host the Bachelorette? Would you, if I can't,
I don't care. I don't
but
see
Jerry
problem
Springer,
with that.
There's a demarcation.
Well,
line,
because I think
Springer.
It's a humiliation of people. I mean, there was that one example of that guy that went on there, and I don't know if it was, it might've been Maury or it might've been somebody where it was a gay man had confessed his love of a guy and the guy killed him. the very next day. Like,
that was the Jerry thing. I thought maybe I'm wrong.
But my point is, like, okay, someone died. Clearly, that was not a good thing, and I don't know if that was Jerry Springer or not.
I think it was Montel Williams. We're going to knock them all out here.
Yeah, whatever. But the point is that I think if it's doing damage to people, that it's probably not a good thing. That's just my take.
The only thing that I would say about Jerry Springer's show, I went down the rabbit hole research, it was almost The Onion before The Onion, right? You read these headlines from The Onions, you're like, this is so ridiculous. Nobody's ever going to believe it.
Yeah, but some people do believe the Jerry Springer thing. That's the problem, is there's plenty of people out there that
also believe The Onion
that.
Headlines, too.
Right.
Babylon Bee got, it's like this satire that, so that means there's just stupid people in the world. You're never going to not be.
True, but do you feed into the beast? That's the question. I guess. I really truly wonder, do you feed the beast? Is there a line that has to be drawn? Like, look, everyone's going to draw their own line. Right? Steph Curry's going to rep who's going to rep. You're going to do what you're going to do. I think you can only answer that for yourself. And I could just hear all the people saying, oh, if they offered you $100, there's nothing you wouldn't do for X amount of dollars. I'm like, no, I don't think so. For me, personally, I don't think there's any amount of money that could make me do a certain thing, like to ruin people's lives. It's just not in me. Because I see the end result is I actually believe that there's somewhere we go after this world. So I'm not going to ruin that.
I do think me and you have put ourselves in the situation that if I'm was going to do something publicly, there would be people in my life that would give me a very hard look and say, like, you're going to do this. You're going to host Subway. And they're really like, my wife would be one of those. You would be another. You wouldn't let me just, make your millions of dollars. No problem. You'd have a hard cock with me.
Yeah. And I think that the one last thing on this about, Jerry Springer, and I don't know if he ever had this thought or if this ever entered his head, but We always have to sort of evaluate where we are as people and what the things we're willing to do. And so if you've had an honest evaluation and you're not lying to yourself and you've put the right people in, like if every single person in your life comes to you and says, that's a terrible idea.
Yeah.
And you do it anyway. But if you kind of look at it and people say, I could see both sides of this and you got to do what's right for your family or whatever. That's a different situation.
Yep.
So I think just everyone has to kind of take stock of their life and decide for themselves what they're willing to do and what they're not willing to do. I think that goes for people that work in corporate America and work for different companies. I mean, there is something about whenever we do something, we can justify anything on either side. So that would be my final take on Jerry Springer, whether he should have or shouldn't have done it.
But that's why companies have board of directors, because there's got to be a vote in the end. Like someone, so you... You already have a board of directors in your life, and you got to have people, and you got to weigh it, and then, that's that.
Yeah.
Well, Brandon, I'd like to thank you for confessing that you were a fan of Sally Jesse Raphael, Phil Donahue, Montel Williams, Connie Chung, all the rest, and thank you for revealing this week.
Well, that was a rough close, too, bro. That was bad.